Yo, my God, this is the Black Rich Club Podcast, a show dedicated to pushing the black community and culture forward one combo at a time. You have life's permission to be black and rich in all aspects of your life. And now, your beautiful host, Franny Crooks.
Hey guys, welcome to the Black Rich Club Podcast. I'm your host, Franny. This is the Black Rich Club Podcast. This is where everything is black, is beautiful, is black excellence, is rich conversations. This is where it all happens. What's going on? What's popping? Yo, I love y'all for real because I record these in my house like 98% of all podcasters, and my air conditioner is noisy, so I turned it off. I only have like the ceiling fan on, and if you're in New York, you know it's hot today. It is super hot, and I love y'all because I want y'all to have the best of the best audio. So I turned it off so y'all don't hear that background noise, but I really, really love y'all because it's hot. And if you're a woman, you already know that under titty boob sweat. Yeah. But anyway, that's real life conversations, right? If you guys didn't tune in this past week, I don't even remember what day it was because it was so sporadic. It was spur of the moment, but we did, me and Nicole from The L Was a Lesson. She also has a podcast. Subscribe to her. Her name is Nicole. She also has a co-host, Shara. What's going on, Shara? I love their podcast. Their podcast is amazing. It's such a great platform to learn from, you know, your mistakes. Learn these lessons, you know. Whatever losses that you take, you learn from them. So I really enjoy their podcast. I love it. And we had a Instagram Live. I can't remember what day it was. It was literally the other day. I think it was Sunday. And it was amazing. It was just about the L's that black business owners take. And it was, if you don't know what L's are, that means losses. Like the losses that you take as a black business owner. So we had a live, an Instagram live. It was spurred at a moment. We thought about it the day before, executed it. It was great. People were engaging, which I loved. I hope that everybody learned something, gained something from it as far as being a black business owner and also as being a customer, a consumer of black businesses, like to have some sort of grace and understand, like, we come from a place that is not wealth driven a lot of times. Like, a lot of times we get into business and it's not a passed down situation. It's not a situation where we have a whole bunch of surplus left over and we have all this extra funds to allocate to other areas in our businesses because we just have it. A lot of black business owners are bootstrapping. They are starting from the ground up by themselves, learning it as they go with no guidance. So it was just a great conversation. And then also, too, it was a great learning experience for black business owners to understand that communication is important. Understand that your customer is not always right, but you need to do your best to rectify the situations accordingly. Like, it's a case-by-case basis. And just to be professional, like to walk in professionalism and excellence, because we're already looked at crazy, right? We're already looked at as, oh, this business is going to fail, or this business is not going to have good customer service, the product is not that great, packaging is not that great. Because a lot of people have great products. A lot of black businesses have great products, but they just have no budget for packaging. They have no budget for great websites for marketing and things like that, but they have a wonderful product. And if they just got the backing or the financial help from someone, an investor or family, someone, they would do amazing things. So it was just great overall. I really enjoyed it. If you guys want to do a playback, it is on our Instagram page at Black Rich Club. If you're not following us, go and follow us at Black Rich Club. That's our Instagram. That's our name on all platforms. You can follow us. And yeah, so that was basically it. It was really great. And we're going to start doing it most likely once a month, just doing Instagram lives of different conversations, you know, trying to get everyone more involved and just have different perspectives on different things, whether it's business, relationships, finances, just everything that we already cover here on Black Rich Club Podcast. But it's nice to have like people who you follow and who follow you to be involved in the conversation, and it's like real time and we get to interact and engage. So I like that because I'm a people person and I just like that more. So follow us so that way you guys can be informed of the next IG live, because it was really sporadic and who knows, who just knows, we might hop on today, who knows. So just follow us. You can also follow Nicole. Her Instagram is at the L was a lesson, but there's a couple of dots there, but I'm pretty sure if you put it, it should be there. But yeah, so anyway, today let's talk about, and this has been on my mind because yesterday I posted this couple on Instagram, this black couple, and it said, what did it say? It said, I asked my husband to join me in a reel. And it was such a cute video. They're married. They're just skating in the kitchen, in their kitchen, beautiful kitchen, a black older married couple. And it was just such a good feel. He's skating, she's skating. They're just in the house, kissing up on each other, like loving up on each other. And when I tell you that reel, let me look at it right now, actually. That reel got over 5,000 views. And I've done reels before on my Instagram, but, well, on the business page. I don't think I ever hit 5,000 views. And I want to be like, why? I wanted to be like, why? Because when I looked at the numbers, first of all, when I looked at the likes and I keep seeing likes, 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 it was so many likes on that video. And I'm like, why? I was thinking like, why? Why so many people viewing this video? One, they're very cute. They're so cute. And she's so cute. Her name is XO Jocelyn or something. I can't remember, but if you go on my Instagram, it's on there. But she's so cute. I love her haircut. She's so cute, and I love her videos. And, XO Jolanda, that's her name. And I was wondering, like, why is everyone loving this? Like, I know this is the era of, you know, you post something and you can go viral. And is viral even viral anymore? Because it's like with TikTok and everyone has a trillion followers and everybody's just on TikTok and it's just a lot. It's like, is that even really viral anymore? But for me, it was just like, wow, a lot of people love this video. And I just think that people like to see these positive images of marriage. Like, we tend to believe that black marriage doesn't really exist much in our culture, or it's not that great. Like, you just could believe that everybody's out here single, everybody out here is for the streets, everybody out here is in the streets. But in all actuality, black families used to be a thing, right? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that so surprising? Like, black families used to be a thing. Like, they used to be a black wife, and they used to be a black husband, and they used to have black children. Wow. Wow. So crazy. But I think we're just in a stage and I don't want to say an era, but it's just a time where marriage is not really celebrated. especially with shows out like The Housewives or any reality show where you see married couples wilding, like really out of character, really not showing the best display of marriage. But also, you know, they have to live in their truth, right? So who am I? Because marriage is not always, you know, peaches and cream and roses and fairies and all that stuff. Like, marriage has their ups and their downs. And I'm not married, so I can't really speak on that too much because I've never been married and I'm not married. Do I want to get married? Yes, I do want to get married. Will I get married? Yes, I will get married. But I can't really speak on it from that perspective because I'm not married. So I just want to put that out there. But I think that video that I posted has so many likes and stuff because we want to see that type of stuff. Like, aren't we all tired of seeing, oh, we out here for the streets, or, you know, people out here just living their best single life, and that's okay too, like, no judgment, but you would just believe, like, no one's getting married. Social media will have you thinking that everybody's dating everybody and nobody's committed to anyone, and we're just out here chilling, being single, living our best life. When really, love is so beautiful. Like, everybody wants love. Who doesn't want love? Who doesn't want to spend a lifetime with their partner? Even if it is an open marriage, whatever makes it work. But who wouldn't want that? Like, who wouldn't want to be able to come home to somebody familiar? And just enjoy the time with them, spend time with them, just be in love, like, have a good marriage. You know whose marriage I really love too? I love to see her and her husband, Debbie Allen. Debbie Allen and her husband, when I tell you, I think Debbie Allen is in her late 60s. Who can tell? Because, you know, black don't crack. But I want to say in her late 60s. And that woman and her husband just, they're just out here living, looking good, dancing with each other, kissing up on each other. It's the cutest thing. And we don't see it enough. I feel like the media portrays black families as always being broken and broke. Like, whenever you see a black family on the news, it's like, okay, they're broken or they're broke. Or, you know, something traumatic is happening. So sorry for all the families that go through, you know, all the killings and things of that nature. That's another thing that we see, you know, they're always quick to point out, oh, they didn't have a father in their home, which does play a part, but there's also history behind that, right? Like, black fathers didn't just decide, well, some of them did. Didn't just decide to get up and walk away. It became normal because of different policies that have been implemented throughout history. And I'm not going to go into that because I don't feel like highlighting all that negativity. I really just want to talk about black love and black marriages and just the beauty of it all that we don't get to see all the time. So when we do see it, it's like, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. I loved Black Love, that show Black Love. Oh, man. If you got, I'm so sad. Call the network. I need everybody to call on and be like, what's going on? Because Black Love is a show that comes on OWN, and it highlights all the marriages of celebrities, and not even just celebrities, people in the industry. You know, some of them are celebrities, some of them just work. Sorry, my phone. But some of them work, and some of them work in the industry, and some of them are celebrities. Some of them work on the back end. Some of them are just, you know, friends, I guess, of the producers. But it's such a beautiful show, and it also showcases, you know, the different magnitudes of marriage, like the different types of marriage, the different things that they go through. And it's just a really beautiful show. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed watching it. It's different ages, different ethnicities. No, I'm lying, because it's Black Love. And not different ethnicities, but, you know, you have straight marriages, gay marriages. It's just a beautiful show. And I really enjoyed watching it because of the positive images that is shown and the real conversations that were had on that show. And I just really, really enjoyed that show because it's nothing on TV like it. Two couples being interviewed, two Black couples being interviewed, and just talking about how they got together, you know, the worst part of their marriage, of their relationship, how they got through it, how they're able to stay committed to each other, what's been working for them, what didn't work, what their families thought about their union, like all different types of things. Like when their marriages was like at the lowest, how did they support each other? And it was just really important for me to see that aspect of it because I didn't grow up like that at all. My mom and my dad split up when I was born. He was the father of myself and my two older brothers, which was a little bit sad too for, I felt like, for my brothers because they had more time with him. Because my oldest brother is 5 years older than me, and then my middle brother is 3 years older than me. So obviously when I was born, my oldest brother is 5 years old, my middle brother is 3, and then here I am. And my dad left. So I don't know my dad. I don't know if he's alive or not. I'm not sure. But, you know, I didn't grow up to see what love looked like. You know, I didn't see my mom in a relationship with a man who loved her, who loved her kids, who loved us. I didn't see that. So it's nice when I get to actually see it and learn something from conversations and see what people are going through and things like that. Like, how do you manage someone else's expectations and bring that into your life on a day-to-day basis based off of love and still continue, right? And I feel like that's such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful way to show your love to someone, such a beautiful way to display commitment. So when Black Love came out, I think they're like 5 seasons in or something, I was intrigued. Like, I was intrigued. My friend and I, we would talk about it and we were intrigued. And then God is so good and the universe is so crazy. I actually met one of the writers from the show. She's so sweet. I love her too. She's always so nice. Her name is Toni Ann. What's up, girl, if you're listening? But it's just funny how the universe works because I honestly love that show. So when I found out she was a writer on there, I was geeked. Like, get me on set. So it's kind of sad that that show is going to be no longer. And I'm very sad about it. But it was the producer's decisions to, you know, dissolve the show while it was at its peak. But I definitely love that show because I feel like we need to see more people of color loving up on each other, you know, being in love, being in relationships, just really enjoying each other. We need to see Black love and we need to see Black couples smiling and thriving, raising their families. Like, those are just all things we need to see. Image is important. Imagery is important. Those things last in your mind. Like, when you actually see something, you could read stop, but when you see a stop sign, that lasts long in your head. Like, you can realize stop sign anywhere in the world, even if there's another language on there. You just see it and you know. If there's a different writing on there, no writing at all, you see that symbol, you know exactly what it means, because the imagery lasts in your mind. So when we see Black families, especially on TV or, you know, movies, being portrayed as broken and not together, I'm always like, hello, Hollywood. Why can't we just have a great love story like The Notebook? I need The Notebook to be in black. In black people. I need that. Like, I feel like The Notebook, I mean, I feel like Love Jones was The Notebook for me. Like, I love that movie, Love Jones. I love it. Even though they didn't get married or nothing like that in the movie. But I love that movie. Like, for me, that's like black love movie for me. But we need to see more of that. Like, we need to see more of The Notebook, but in black people. What else is a good love story in a movie? I'm not even sure. But the point is, we need to see more love. We need to see more love so we can be more love, right? We need to see more so we can be more. And I just really enjoy seeing it. What about you guys? Do you guys love seeing love? I love to see it. Or you guys just out here on these streets because Instagram and social media told you the streets is where it's at. Because I had a phase. I had a phase like, I'm out here in these streets, blah, blah, blah. But I had to be like, no more. The streets are hot. The streets are hot and the streets don't love you back. Like, go find yourself someone to love up on. That thing is top tier. Top tier. You can rest your mind. When it's reciprocated, you can rest your mind and just be rested. Like, you can rest. You don't have to worry about anything else. You just be rested and in love and sleep good with your mouth open. Because you in love and you know what your boo is doing and they know what you doing. So now y'all both can just sleep with your mouth open because y'all honest and in love. And that drool is just coming down your mouth, the side of your mouth, ruining that pillowcase. Because y'all in love and sleeping good at night. Listen, we need more. We need to see more. I love all the black marriage pages on Instagram. I love to see it. I love to see black people getting married and being in love. I love to see even the ones that's dating. I love to see those videos of them on vacation. My friend sent me one the other day. I wanted to hop in there. I wanted to insert myself into that video. He was kissing her feet, rubbing her down, like all that black love. I'm all here for it. I don't need to see. You can be a thug and in love, but I don't need to be seeing all this thugged out love. They calling each other out their name thinking it's cute. I don't want to see that. I want to see vacation vibes or in the house cooking a meal together. I want to see rubbing of the feet back. I want to see flowers being given. And that's both ways, because women, we can do it too. We can do it for the men too. So I want to see it both ways. We need to have more positive imagery for black love and black families, you know, black marriage. We just need more of that. So also too, follow those pages. If you want more, if you even if you are single and you looking to find love, the best place to do it is within your mind. I talk about that all the time. Change your mindset. Your mindset is important. Change your mindset. Stop following these pages that's just showing you bad images. Like, I love the Shade Room, but I don't follow the Shade Room on any of my pages. I go there when I feel like going there. You're not going to just flood my timeline with foolishness that I'm going to have to see time and time again, day after day. I'm not doing it. Like, I love the Shade Room. I love those gossip sites, but those celebrity sites, I like them because that's the industry I came up on, was Vibe Magazine, Complex Magazine, King Magazine, all those magazines I came up on. I even wrote for some of them. So it's just by nature, I like to know what's going on in the industry. But you're not getting me to follow them pages. Because I can't be engulfed in that type of stuff. Like, I need to control my mindset. So when I'm feeling like I want to be a little ratchet, when I'm feeling a little ratchet and the retrocity has taken over my mind and I'm like, I need to just see some retrocity, then I'm going to go to the Shade Room when I feel like it. But you're not going to just infiltrate my mind and infiltrate my mindset. And when I sign on first thing in the morning, and the first thing that pops up is retrocity from the Shade Room. Not going to do it. Same thing with Sean King. I love Sean King. He does a lot for the community. He does a lot. But I'm not following him either, because I don't want to see people getting killed every day. I don't want to see black people being slain in the street every day. Even Will Smith has spoken about how he doesn't watch the news. It's all about your mindset. And not saying that you can't watch the news, but pick and choose. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to tune into the news on TV every day at 5 o'clock. I live in New York. Nothing's happening in New York. So they're going to tell me about everything that happened in every other state that's negative. Not going to do it. When I want to know news, I'll Google the news, or I'll go on a news page on their website, see what's up, and I'll do it on my own time, but you can't just force feed me. So same thing with the black images, like follow pages that's going to make you feel good, follow pages that's going to be loving, that's going to be on the same frequency that you want for your life. And I'm definitely for love, black love, any type of love, really. But this is the Black Rich Club podcast, so you know what it is when you came here. You know what it was when you got here, baby. It's black love, baby. But y'all know I love everybody. I really do. But I just like to highlight my culture because I feel like we don't have enough positive representation. And obviously, since I'm having this conversation right now, so positive black representation within marriage, within love is important. We need more. I'm definitely going to post more, because even when I post black men just having fun, that thing gets so many views on our Instagram. So many views. And you want to know why? Because black men are usually out here looking like a threat. We're usually portrayed as a threat. So when you see black men out here singing Katy Perry, that video went crazy, or singing Fantasia, the players from the Golden State were singing Fantasia. That video was so cute. I love that video. And the black guys that were going on vacation, the black men going on vacation. And it says something like, when everyone shows up to the vacation and they're all so excited, jumping in the pool with their clothes on. It was the best thing to see. And it got so many views, so many likes, so many views. And it's because we don't see it enough. So when we see it, it's very intriguing. But I want it to be like the norm. I want it to be like, oh, okay. Like normal, not like, oh, wow, look at them. Like, yeah, it's great anyway. Like, anyway, it's great. But it's even better now because we don't see it enough. It gets more attention because we don't see it enough. So the media is not going to do it for us. At least we have our own platforms. We can do it for ourselves. So black people, post more positive images on your pages, on your social media pages. Create the positive images within your own life in real time with the people that you love. And yeah, we just got to keep it going, because despite what the media says about us or despite how they portray us, we are a loving culture. We came from love. We came from royalty. We came from abundance. We came from family. We came from traditions. We came from wealth. We came from so many great things. And it was all through the world, not just Africa, because we weren't just in Africa. We were all over the world. And we have come from a fantastic place. We come from such a loving place. And we need to just get back to seeing those things so we can be those things. Get back to understanding where we came from, how far we've come. And we need to just all get back. Get back. Get back to love. Get back to love. Well, with that being said, I know I took up so much of y'all time, but I thank you for being here. I thank you for tuning in. I'm going to start having guests on this platform. Let me know what you guys want, who you guys want, like what type of conversations y'all want me to have, what kind of interviews you guys want me to have. Let me know. Send me a message. Hit me up with a review. Send me something. Because I'm going to start having people on here, probably starting September, because August is busy for me. It's my birthday month. Happy birthday to me. It's coming up August 11th. I'm also dropping my sunglasses. I was sunglasses, Black Rich Club sunglasses. We have a contest right now. If you're listening to this after August 11th, 2022, I'm sorry, the sunglasses are sold out. There was only 100 made. It's a limited edition item that I designed, I created. They're beautiful sunglasses. I'm a sunglasses person. I love sunglasses. So if you love sunglasses, or you just want to be the first to get a pair of these Black Rich Club sunglasses, you know, you can definitely go and purchase them. They will be up for sale August 11th, 2022, because you know podcasts last forever. August 11th, 2022, they will be on sale, and I'm very happy and excited about it. So August is very busy for me, but September, I'm pretty sure I'll have my first guest on here. But just let me know, you know, what you guys want. Like, what can I give you more of? I love talking to you guys. I love these one-on-ones, but I like to interact with people. Like I said, I like that. I'm a people person, so I'm ready. But let me know what you guys want, what you guys need more of. Do you guys need to be educated on buying homes? Do you guys need education on insurance? Education on homeschooling, education on traveling? Like, what do you guys want more of? Because I can give you guys everything, which I probably will anyway, but let me know what you guys want to hear, and I'll make sure, you know, I put you on top of the list. But I want to thank you guys for being here with me. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Black Rich Club podcast. Go and follow us on all your platforms, so that way you guys can get those sunglasses and you can see all my beautiful posts that we post on Instagram. And yeah, I want to thank you for being here. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you guys for tuning in. And this is the Black Rich Club podcast, and I am out. Happy Wednesday. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the rest of your week. And I'll see you Saturday. Have you guys been listening to 5 Minutes with Franny on Saturdays? If not, go back. It's only 5 minutes, so you can probably take 20 minutes and hear all the episodes. But go and tune into that. And until then, I'll see you next week. Bye.